It's Texas Standard Time.
Though the details are different, this story probably sounds awfully familiar to you. As I take a look at the map on our website tracking the spread of COVID-19, I see little red dots over most of Texas and some bigger red dots over the metro areas, especially Houston, Dallas, and Fort Worth. It looks like the state of Texas has the chickenpox, but of course it's much more serious than that. One area on this map that's seen an outsized proportion of COVID-19 cases is Amarillo. To be specific, Potter County. The latest numbers I have show the top five cases by county are also the top five most populous counties. But number six in raw number of cases is Potter County, which by population ranks way down at 38. Outbreaks at meatpacking facilities have driven the county's coronavirus count to nearly 2,200. That's the second worst outbreak on a per capita basis in Texas. And that's why Governor Greg Abbott left Potter County out of today's new phase of reopening. For a closer look at what's happening in the area, we turn to Potter County Judge Nancy Tanner. Judge Tanner, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thank you so much, Laura. Thanks for having me this morning.
Do you know what percentage of Potter County's coronavirus cases are related to people who work at meatpacking facilities?
I do not know the exact percentage, but I do know it's pretty high. We have 2,202 cases as of today, with 31 deaths in Potter County. And I cannot tell you which one, how many of those are from directly from the meatpacking company here that we have in Amarillo. I would say probably more than half. They had 4,000 employees all tested, and out of the 4,000 employees that they tested, about 700 of them tested positive.
I see. Now you're speaking to that government intervention there, and actually the federal government sent a strike force to Potter County to stop the spread.
They sure did. The mayor and I both reached out to the governor, and this was a couple of weeks ago, and I just called his office, called the main number, and left a message. And I thought, well, I won't hear back from him. But still, he knows that we need help. And lo and behold, he called me back. And he told me, he said, we're sending help. And that was on a Friday night. So on Monday morning, they came in full force, CDC, the National Guard, and they started testing. And they got all 4,000 of them tested. You know, and you can't, personally, you cannot blame these people. If they don't work, they don't get paid. And if they don't get paid, mm-hmm. they don't eat. So, it's a catch-22 for them. And so it's really a sad situation for these people. A lot of Amarillo, and I love the spirit of Amarillo. We have collected thousands of pounds of food and about $4,000 worth of gift cards to grocery stores so people can go buy food for their families, because if they can't work, they don't get paid, like I said. So we're trying to help them out a little bit as the best as we can.
So how are the county's healthcare resources holding up so far?
You know what? It's great. We're doing great with our hospitals. I think they peaked out a couple of weeks ago, and we have two major hospitals, Northwest Texas and also BSA, and both hospitals had less than 70 people in a bed, hospital bed, and only 14 people were on vents. So far, the survival rate is like 98%.
Governor Abbott actually exempted Potter County from the latest phase of reopening. What's your reaction to that?
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with it, because the reason that I did not open the county this last Monday is twofold. Number one, our numbers were still pretty high, and I'm waiting for them to come down. And they are finally leveling out and not increasing by 100 a day. I'm waiting for those numbers to level out and to start falling. And then also, school is out now, officially out. And daycare, the daycares will be opening on June the 1st. So we have a lot of employees. I have 600 employees. And some of them rely on that health care for their children. So I didn't want to make them suffer even more and have to take more time off to stay home with their kids. So that's why I waited till the 1st, and just to give it more time for the numbers to come down.
Mm-hmm. Could anything happen that would make you say, wait a minute, the 1st is too early, or you think the county's going to be ready then?
Absolutely, things could happen. This is a long holiday weekend. I don't know what people have planned. You can't enforce it. You can't go around and police everybody. So I don't know if there's going to be picnics and get-togethers and whatever they're supposed to be doing or supposed to be not doing. So the numbers could go up, and I am so ready. If the numbers start spiking again, I will shut it down again.
Judge Tanner, do you mind letting me know what this has been like for you personally?
Well, personally, it's been a nightmare. I've been judge. This is my 7th year as county judge, and I've been with the county for 30 years. We've had floods, we've had fires. All those were bad. Last year we had a cyber attack. I thought, what else could happen? That was the worst. And then this happened, and I got to tell you, this is the worst thing that I have experienced for my county and for the people in my county and my life. And I hope I never have to do it again. To worry about someone's health is a lot worse than worrying about their computer. So yes, it's been pretty tough on me. I've had some sleepless nights, and I've shed some tears because I don't know, if I'm doing the right thing. And I'm hoping I am. And so I do the best I can.
Nancy Tanner is the Potter County Judge. Judge Tanner, thank you again.
You are so welcome. Thank you so much, and have a nice weekend.